WPKY Saturday Morning Quarterback Show is on the air on 1580, 103.3 WPKY and WPKYonline.com. Time to take a look back at last night's Caldwell game. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
The Caldwell County Tigers opened up the season with a win last night over at Hopkins County Central. The Tigers coming back to town with a 31-20 victory over the Storm. Good morning, everyone. This is Saturday Morning Quarterback. New location this year, we're at McDonald's on 62 West. This is Todd Griffin along with coaches Aaron McClung and Jeff Riley. Camden McGregor on controls this morning here at McDonald's for us. And Coach McClung, first of all, you guys are 1-0, so a good start to the season.
Yeah, it's always good to go 1-0 in a week. And I feel good about kids' effort. You know, we played hard. We played aggressively. It's a pretty physical game. So, I'm happy with the result.
You look at the game last night and a couple of key stats. Certainly the takeaways were big for you guys, and then the kickoff return for the touchdown was also important.
Yeah, that was big to get those special teams plays and the turnovers. It's hard to get all your special teams work in the preseason. We haven't worked on it enough, and it showed at times. But a big special teams play really helped us to put the game away in the second half.
Jeff, you look at the turnovers last night, it was 3 for them and none for us. That's always good, right?
As a matter of fact, Coach McClung in my office said, if we get more turnovers than them, we will win. So that's a pretty hard football stat. If you get the ball, don't give it back to them, then you give yourself a better chance.
Well, and an even bigger stat was that 2 of the turnovers led to 14 points.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what you hope, right? Yeah. When you get them, you hope that they lead the points. And you want to take the ball away in any situation, and that leads to opportunities for your offense. And, fortunately for us, our offense was able to capitalize, and, 14 points is 14 points. We'll take it.
It was a 7-6 ball game, Coach McClung, when you guys got the fumble down deep in their end, and you were able to punch that in right before halftime. And I thought that was big to kind of get that added cushion right before the break.
Oh, that's real big. A couple years ago when we went over there and lost, we scored right before halftime, and we got a penalty, and it got called back. And that kind of left the game real close at halftime, and then we didn't come out and play very good in the second half. So to be able to have that opportunity again to score right before halftime and take an 8-point lead, that was a very important part of the game.
You guys had some mistakes like you always do in the first game, but I thought we cleaned some of that up in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, the mistakes are normal at the beginning of the season. It's always a struggle in the first game. You can't ever really get prepared for games until you play a few games. And, our starters have only played a half of a game in the scrimmages. So the good thing about it is you find out what you need to fix. When you play a real game and real special teams, you find out what you stink at, and you know what you need to go work on. And we found out some good things. Yeah. We got a real dangerous kick returner back there. We found that out, and we need to work on a lot. I need to make sure that we commit more time in practice to working on special teams.
Yeah, Shane Farrow had the kickoff return in the third quarter, and that was right after they had scored, and it felt like they were gaining a little momentum and maybe things were turning toward their side. They missed a 2-point try, and we still had a 21-12 lead, but then Shane takes the kickoff 90 yards back, and that kind of swaps things back to our side.
You know, Shane's one of the fastest guys in the state. He came in second to 100, and he plays mostly defense, but we try to get him a few touches every game, and we try to get him some touches on special teams because I know every time he touches the ball, he can take it to the house. We worked on a kick return this week for him, and we only did one kind of kick return, and we didn't execute it very well. We didn't get up the box that it was designed to do. But you got an athletic, fast kid like Shane, and he can make things happen. So.
Now, he had a little trouble with the kickoff return earlier in the game, got tackled at the 1, but on the touchdown return, he didn't have any problems with that one.
Yeah, one thing about Shane is you got to take the good with the bad, because sometimes he might run backwards a little bit and try to bounce and try to make something happen when there's not really much there. But, he's a... he's a real electrifying athlete, man, and you got to give him a shot, and you got to give him a little bit of flexibility, and because you see what he can do when he, you know, once he turns and gets squared up, he can fly.
Yeah, it looked like he was more decisive on the touchdown return, and he found a little hole, kind of ran through a tackle, and then it was off to the races.
Well, he's always looking for that hole, you know, so he's always trying to bounce, and you know, he sometimes I wish he would just run straight up the field and get a yard.
Yeah.
But that's not in his mentality. He wants to score every time he touches the ball. So, you know, that's just what you have to get with him. But, you know, he's dangerous. He's real dangerous. They played some corner for us last night, did a good job. And we got him a few touches and paid off.
Well,
I'm sorry, I'm going to interrupt, but I was going to say on that kickoff return, we had a freshman kid, Everett Ray, throw a key block there down on the sideline that kind of gave him the last obstacle. I think we were all pretty excited about that as a freshman coming in on special teams and making a big impact right there and getting out in front of him and making a play. And I think Everett had recovered a fumble or something or an onside kick or something like that. And I think it was a kickoff return fumble.
Yeah, it was a kickoff return.
So we're looking forward to getting that guy on the field some more too.
I believe that was the opening kickoff of the second half.
Yeah.
We scored right before halftime. And then we got the turnover coming out of the break and scored again.
Right, yeah.
And that was a pretty big stretch of the game.
Yeah, that was a huge play.
They always say, last 4 minutes or 5 minutes of the first half and the first 4 or 5 minutes of the second half was pretty big.
Yeah, those were big. And he I don't know what the right word is. He made himself known and on special teams early as a freshman. That's good. That's a good sign.
And his brother forced it.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Jackson forced it. I didn't know he forced
recovered.
It.
Yeah. Right. So it was the right
pretty good play. Yeah.
And their lockers are right beside each other. They're 22 and 23.
Yeah. I think you'll see a lot of them over the next few years.
Yeah. Well, that was a big play because we ended up scoring off of that drive and kind of built a little cushion, and that was a big part of the game.
I'd say that it probably decided the game, to be honest, to score right before halftime and then kick off and they fumble and then score right after halftime.
Yeah.
I mean, that's two scores, and that's what we won by.
Well, those plays were big because when we were over there 2 years ago, we had a lead just before halftime and couldn't add to the lead, and that game ended up getting away from us in the second half. This year, you have that lead. Eventually, we're able to kind of expand it a little bit and then hold on.
Yeah, another big difference in this game last time, the game 2 years ago, is last year, or 2 years ago, we were cramping and throwing up in the first half. And they started cramping before us this year. Mm-hmm. So I felt like we were in a little better shape this year. And kids we were cramping too, but they started cramping first. Mm-hmm. And they had more key players they were losing to cramps. So a lot of times that determines those first game of the season. Whoever can not cramp as much wins the game.
Well, we actually caught a bit of a break, though, with the weather. That's about as good as you can anticipate for an opening game.
Yeah, it was great weather, especially after halftime, after the sun had gone down. It felt really good.
Now, I'm sure it's a little warmer when you're geared up and out there running around, but on the sideline, it was perfect.
It was a good night. Yeah. I think sure it is when the kids are running around, but I think when you start talking about that, when the referees and I were talking about how nice a night it was and how it was a nice reprieve from what it was this time last week. Mm. So a little break is nice.
Yeah, at least we weren't sitting there hoping the heat index got down low enough where we could play. You know, we've been in that situation a couple of times in the past.
That night a couple years ago at Massamill was miserable.
Yeah.
Maybe the worst night of Friday nights I've ever had.
Yeah, I'd rather not think about that one.
Yeah,
you know? That was too hot.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Well, Coach, you guys came out and kind of set a bit of a tone early in the game. You got the long touchdown pass just about a minute and a half into the contest to Zy Rollins. And was that something you guys maybe had seen on film that you thought maybe that play would work?
Yeah, we had saw in their first scrimmage they played against Callaway. Callaway ran a little rollout. The corner bit up on an out route and left the wide receiver, and they didn't throw the deep ball, but we saw it on film, so we thought we'd take a look at it and see if they'd give it to us again, and they did. Daylon made a good throw, Zy made a good catch, and it was a big play for us. We almost hit it again later, just overthrew it a little bit, misjudged it or whatever, but that was good. We saw it on film. We executed it in the game.
Well, and we had another long touchdown pass later in the game called back by a penalty.
Yeah, a penalty. Yeah. It was a wheel route, and actually Hancock had scored on him on the same kind of play. And Daniel made another good throw. Shane made a catch and ran in. And for some reason, they saw a holding call late that was had absolutely nothing to do with the play, but they called it and called it back.
That happens sometimes, you know.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Well, a big win for you guys last night, 31-20 over at Hopkins County Central. The Tigers starting the season 1-0, and it's always important to kind of get off to a good start because sometimes that first game of the season can kind of set the tone for the entire year.
Yeah, and you know, it was an ugly win. You know, I don't want to be negative about a win because a win is winning a game is a good thing, but I didn't feel like we played as well as we could have, and there's a lot of areas of growth for us, and we need to make sure we have a good week of practice and fix all of our errors because I really feel like we should have played a lot better, but we won, so I'm happy with that.
What were some of the positives you saw last night?
Well, you know, we put a lot of pressure on the quarterback. We really flew around a lot on defense. Our tackling wasn't great all the time, so that's an area that we need to improve on. We gave up a couple big plays that I felt like we had a chance to stop. Offensively, we ran the ball decent some of the time. I thought Colson Maddox ran the ball pretty well. I thought Roach ran the ball well. I thought all of our running backs ran pretty well. I do think we need to improve some in throwing the football, but we hit a couple long passes too. So, hey, every area we had some good things and some bad things.
But going into the season, as far as the passing game goes, you guys really only had one person who had ever caught a pass in a varsity game.
Yeah, now we've got like four or five.
Yeah. So maybe you see a big jump between the first game and the second game. Sometimes the most improvement you make all year is from week one to week two.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, there's some kids that didn't catch any passes that we need to get some more out of. So, you know, I don't know how long Mark Way's out. He banged his shoulder up, and we're going to have to plug some different kids in and get them ready. And there were some kids that didn't play much last night that are probably going to play more in the future. And, you know, those are adjustments you make after you see the first game.
When you look at Hopkins County Central, though, and Jeff, maybe you can talk about this too, pretty good size up front for them. And you look at the quarterback, Silas Gunn, he's probably going to be an all-WKC kind of guy. And Isaac Earl, he's pretty good running back. So, I mean, credit where credit's due. They're not a bad little team over there.
No, and they hung around. I mean, we kind of got out on them early, and they kind of fought back. I kind of, you know, my credit really starts with the quarterback kid. He made plays with his feet. He made plays in the return game. I mean, their offense and kind of everything they did to score points ran through him. So we knew that. We knew he was going to be tough. I know Coach Berg had added a little wrinkle defense to add a spy stuff in to kind of corral him, but he was still able to kind of get out and make some plays. So, you know, you just tip your hat to a kid like that. It's, you know, that one touchdown pass he made late, he was under heavy pressure, and we had two guys on the guy, but they just made a play. So, you know, those guys are tough. And then you talk about them being big up front. We're not, you know, our defensive line's not, you know, really big kids. And, you know, Coach Berger does a good job of moving those guys around and giving them a chance. But sometimes when a big kid gets his hands on you, it's tough to get disengaged and get down the line and get to the football. So, you know, they're not a bad football team. And, you know, I think the challenge for them is going to be sticking together and staying with it and not giving up on a season. And I think they'll surprise some people moving forward.
I thought we ran the ball better as the game went on, though.
Yeah, I think, Coach, you know, you guys talked about them kind of fatiguing a little bit. And, you know, we kind of got heavy when we go with, you know, we got a couple of good-sized kids and with Cam and Jack in the backfield. And when those guys get rolling downhill, they're kind of hard to stop. And then you kind of throw Colson in, who's, you know, still figuring football out a little bit. He's been away from the game for a while, but he's shifty and can run. And so that was a big part of kind of putting the game away. He's been able to run the football late last night.
Coach McClung, talk about your running backs. It's kind of a running back by committee right now.
It's a total running back by committee, you know. And we've got four or five kids that can run the ball. And they have a little different skill set. You know, we've got Colson Maddox is a pretty fast kid, good athlete. Roach is the big lug, wants to run over everybody.
Yeah.
He's not as fast as some of the other ones, but he's got pretty good instincts running the football. You got You got Massey in there. He didn't have a very good night. I think that they were really hawking him, but he's a good running back.
He's from Hopkins Central.
He transferred over from Hopkins Central, and you got Cam Wilson in there that can run the ball, and you know he's pretty skilled. He can catch the ball and run. You know, he's a big, he'll block, and that's a good thing. And I think, well, that's probably the best thing about all of them is they'll all block.
Yeah,
and that's an important aspect for a running back. And then Shane Farrow, he'll play some running back. He didn't have a very good night running the ball, but you know, he's dangerous when he touches the ball. So, you know, we got several kids that can tote it for us, and that's something we didn't have last year. So that's an aspect that we have this year that we can rotate a bunch of different running backs in, and I think we can, any of them could get hot and have a 100-yard game. So, you know, we're going to keep rotating them in and doing different things to put pressure on defenses.
Sometimes, though, you have to stay committed to the run game, because there are times you get a yard or two here or there and it doesn't look like much, but you're kind of wearing on the other team the whole time you're doing that. And like I said, there was 1 or 2 yards in the first half that didn't look like much, pays dividends later on.
Yeah, it's – running football is the way to win games.
Yeah.
You know, it's not always pretty, but – you know, he uses the clock. You can pound on people, and when you need short yards, it's handy to be able to run the ball. And you know, late in the year when it gets cold and rainy, and it's if you can run the football, it's going to give you a good chance to win games.
Talk about your defense a little bit. The guys up front got after Hopkins Central last night, and a ton of tackle for losses on the stat sheet.
We're pretty athletic on the front. You know, our Duke and Bedell and Fox, they're pretty quick guys for defensive linemen. And, you know, we bring pressure from the linebacker spots a lot. So, you know, we're going to continue to do that and get pressure on people. I think they had a great game last night. You know, we made a lot of tackles for the loss. Every time they dropped back to pass, we were pressuring them. And you know, they hurt us a few times because they got out. Quarterback's a good athlete and got out of the pocket on us and fast kid. But, you know, I think that's going to be something that we're going to continue to do.
We are on Saturday Morning Quarterback this morning, live from McDonald's on 62 West. We need to get to a break. We'll come back and have more after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Your local McDonald's wants you to know that they are ready to serve you for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Dine-in or the drive-thru is always open, and they offer curbside pickup service. To avoid the wait in the drive-thru, you can download the McDonald's app and try curbside pickup. Stop in soon and enjoy breakfast, lunch, or dinner at your local McDonald's. Proud to be a part of this community. McDonald's of Princeton, proud supporters of the Caldwell County Tigers.
You look amazing. What's your secret?
Oh, girl, I've been taking the shot, the semi-glutide weight loss shot.
Isn't that super expensive and hard to get?
No, girl. I get mine at Princeton Drugstore. My starting dose was less than $50 a week, and I lost 20 pounds my first month. And if you don't have a prescription, you can talk to their telehealth physician.
Wow, that sounds great. I totally need to give them a call.
Princeton Drugstore. Your journey to feeling and looking fabulous starts here. Contact them today.
Whether you're cruising a Kentucky country road or weaving through city streets, try Sue's as the perfect vehicle for your next adventure. Discover their friendly team and check out a fantastic lineup of new, pre-owned, and certified pre-owned vehicles. There's something for every style and budget, so you can drive with confidence wherever life leads. At Tri-Sues, you're treated like family from your first test drive to every service visit. Start your journey at Tri-Sues.
Hey, it's Tess. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 9. We like playing games, but we love making winners.
Ah, look at you go, girl!
You did great, girl. You did wonderful.
You got it! Yeah.
That's exciting.
Everything you need to know and a whole lot of fun. Start your day with us. Right. Weekday mornings, 6 to 9.
What station made you winner this morning?
WPKY.
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 WPKY in Princeton.
WPKY.
Go with the good old America, WPKY.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
This is Saturday Morning Quarterback. We're live from McDonald's on 62 West this morning. Kaua County coaches Aaron McClung and Jeff Riley with us, and joined now by player Jack Roach, who had a big game last night in the Tiger win. And Jack, tell us about how the defense played last night.
We blitzed a lot. I love blitzing. Yeah. We pressured the quarterback all night with the three up front, Carter Bedell, Duke, and Alex Fox. And me and Cam just blitzed all night, and they couldn't stop it.
Talk about playing for Coach Burgett, and what has he kind of brought to the table for the defense?
He's pretty intense, and I think that helps everybody on the defense get hyped up before we go out there and just bring them the best we have.
Now, which side of the ball would you rather play on, offense or defense?
Defense. I've always been a defensive guy.
Yeah. Now, what was your game plan kind of going into that against those big guys up front?
Just come off the ball fast and hit them harder than they hit us.
Now, how many guys did you run over on that touchdown carry?
I think it was like three or four.
Well, good game, Jeff. Talk about Jack a little bit.
Well, Jack's kind of the leader of our defense. He calls all the signals. I know when Coach Bergen and I met earlier talking about defense, I knew he would rely on Jack heavily. Jack has kind of been that guy for the last couple of years. He plays the middle linebacker spot or in the middle linebacker area. He makes all the calls, and he knows the fronts. And right now, Jack knows Coach Berger's defense better than I do. So if I have a question, sometimes if Coach Berger's coaching, I ask Jack what's going on. So he's a smart guy, and he's a big, tough kid who likes to hit people. And, you know, he kind of gets the troops going. He rallies around. We're going to depend on him heavily all year.
Jack, is there a bit of a learning curve, though, to trying to pick up a new defense this year?
Yes. When we first put it in, my head was everywhere. There's so many different calls, but I'm starting to get it down, and the defense is too.
Yeah. Now, what's different for you in the defense this year from in the past?
There's a lot more moving around, because last year we were just set up in the same spot every time, but now we have a whole bunch of different blitzes and formations that we have to be in.
A little more exciting to play that way?
Yes, it keeps your head on a swivel the whole time.
Now, what did you guys take from the first game that you can use moving forward now?
That we can pressure the quarterbacks a lot more than we did last year, and that could give our corners some help too if the quarterback's scared and throws the ball straight to him. I think Drew got a pick last night because we were pressuring the quarterback and they just threw it straight in his hands.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is Drew owes you a coat for that pick.
Not me.
No, somebody.
Well, as a senior this year, what's kind of your goals for this season?
To not lose the game and keep it up. And
yeah. As a group, have you guys talked about what you want to accomplish this year?
We're just looking to win every game and keep up the hard work like we are.
All right, well, congratulations on a big win last night. Appreciate you talking to us this morning.
Thank you.
Jack Roach right there, and Jeff, I know there were at least two or three guys that got run over on that touchdown.
Jack's a load, man. He likes to get the ball and come downhill, and you know, you get in a short yardage situation and you got a defense that's a little bit tired because you've been driving on them. He's kind of the guy that he's the closer right there and gets the finish when you get inside the five. And, you know, he's big force on both sides of the ball. And there are two or three other kids that play a similar role, but, you know, he's kind of been there. He started for us for 4 years. He kind of got thrown in as a freshman, even though he might not have quite been as ready as we wanted him to, but I think that set him up for the last 3 years. And his senior year is going to be a big year for us, and we're going to depend on him heavily as we move forward.
Yeah, we were talking a little bit earlier about all the tackles for losses we had last night, and is that kind of part of the new defense to get people in the backfield?
Yeah, you know, Coach Berger's aggressive, and, you know, the best thing about the defense is he has it's a systematic way to teach a multiple front defense. So, you know, he kind of brings something to the table that, you know, it's similar to kind of how we learned offense under Coach Barnes is, hey, this is a systematic way to teach this. So he's come in and he's thrown a lot of stuff on the wall, and he's finding out what's sticking. And, you know, they're still work in progress at getting kids in this spot or kids in that spot and who we're going to get off the field to give rest to. But, you know, he's going to be aggressive. He talked all week about how, you know, he wanted to stay aggressive through the game, and he did that. And I think it really worked out well last night, especially, you know, we tend to play undersized defensive linemen. you know, our linebackers here are actually bigger than some of our D-line kids. So, but the way he moves the front and keeps things moving and teaches the guys how to get into it, I think it's going to be good for our smallest guys to get in there and move, can use their speed and quickness to cause some problems for some other teams.
Now, Coach Burgett said last night on the sideline there's still some things he can put in. So is the defense kind of an evolving thing this year?
Oh, yeah, it is. I think with him, it's always going to be evolving. He's always going to look for some little wrinkle or something, and he's going to find a way to put that into, you know, his vocabulary and his verbiage, I think. And it's been a little bit of a learning curve, and there's still a learning curve sometimes. The kids are learning. There's a lot of communication involved, and the kids have done a really good job of taking to it. And, you know, there are going to be some mistakes, and anytime you're aggressive, sometimes you know they're going to get a ball off and somebody's going to be open, but you got to rally the ball and make a play. And we're getting to that point now, I think, where he talked last night. It didn't feel like there were any scheme issues. It was just, you know, a ball skill here or jump in there, timing your jump, making sure that you attack at the right angle, stuff like that. And as this thing evolves, our kids are just going to get better and better at it as they get more comfortable. So I'm pretty excited about the way it's going.
Typically, the defense designed for the linebackers to come up and make tackles, but I thought the linemen, and you look at the stat sheet, a lot of them had a lot of tackles last night for you.
Yeah, I think that has to do with the amount of movement that's involved. I know, you know, the front moves, and then there's a lot of slants and blitzes and stunts off of the slants. I think they hit a run for us one time. We didn't quite get outside to contain it, but, you know, just like anytime you bring pressure, you take a little risk there. But other than that, yeah, I thought the kids did a good job of getting in front of the quarterback. We talked about trying to keep him corralled. We did that for the most part. He slipped out from time to time, made some plays, but that's you know, kudos to him. He's still a good athlete and makes plays. But our kids got after it, and they're having fun, and they're being physical. And, you know, defense can be fun when you got 11 guys flying around trying to do good things, and I think we had that last night.
With the gun kid at quarterback for Hopkins County Central, was part of the game plan to try to keep him in the pocket, because it seemed like if you could keep him in the pocket and make him throw the ball, you were better off than letting him get out and create a little bit?
Well, I think, yeah. I mean, obviously, we kind of wanted to keep him stationary because we felt like that was part of his game. I mean, you know, just – but he wanted to do that with pressure. He wanted to do that with kind of – we wanted to kind of get the edge shirt up and kind of get pressure in the middle. And I think we did that quite a bit last night. And, you know, sometimes we were just rushing four, and you know, Duke would slip out and get a little pressure on him. And there, especially late, you know, we were trying to kind of preserve a lead. I think he didn't blitz quite as much, but it's still, we were able to kind of get some pressure on those guys. So, you know, that guy's just how their offense runs. And I think as the game went along, we affected them completely, and it kind of took some gas out of their tank as the game closed down.
Tigers with a win at Hopkins County Central last night, 31-20 in the season opener. This is Saturday Morning Quarterback. We're at McDonald's on 62 West this morning. We need to get to a break, but we'll come back and have more with the coaches and players after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights, Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout-out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
At U-Ride, the lot is always changing. Their ever-evolving inventory means you never know what treasure you'll find. From sporty coupes to family SUVs. Didn't spot your perfect car? Tell them what you're looking for. Their team will help track it down and get you behind the wheel fast. In-house financing makes driving away easy. And they're with you every mile because at U-Ride, they are committed to you after the sale. Discover what's new today at U-Ride on Marion Road in Princeton.
This is Colin Pope, financial advisor with InvestFB. Planning your financial future takes focus and a commitment to doing the right things on a consistent basis.
I'm Travis Perry. Playing basketball is a lot like that, setting goals and having enough discipline to execute the plan to reach those goals.
That is where our team comes in. That trusted partner that can keep you focused on your goals. So 59 for 59 from the corner?
Yes, sir. Sounds right.
This is a paid testimonial. The provider has received or will receive compensation paid by the Farmers Bank and Trust Company. The individual providing this testimonial is a current client of InvestFB Wealth Management and does not have additional conflicts of interest. The testimonial may not be representative of the experience of other customers, and the testimonial is no guarantee of future performance or success.
Class is in session.
I think it's
time we started our new class project.
It's School of Rock time.
Who else wants to go for the gold?
Listen to WPKY weekday mornings with Taz for that day's letter. Text a rock band or artist that begins with that letter to 270-963-9038. Get registered to win a daily prize from Morris Construction, Bad Band, McDonald's, Farmers Bank, and more. Plus, you'll get registered for Friday's Big Loot Bag. The School of Rock, only from 1580, 103.3 WPKY.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
This is Saturday Morning Quarterback. We have a new home this season. We're at McDonald's on 62 West. Tiger head coach Aaron McClung with us this morning. Coach Jeff Riley, and joined now by Tiger player Carter Bedell, who had a big game last night, the Tiger win. Carter, talk about the victory last night and just getting win number one.
You know, we came into the game, we were just had a lot of energy. We were excited to start the season off, and we were just worried about getting that win. I feel like we played well as a team all together, and you know, you sometimes worry about people worrying about their specific stats and being a little selfish, but I feel like we didn't have to deal with that last night.
Talk about the offseason work you guys did. I know you got bigger and stronger, as a lot of guys did on the team, and that certainly has to help.
Yeah, there was a lot of practices that we did in the spring and the summer, obviously, and then we had a lot of work outside of that. Mm-hmm. When the coaches weren't around, we did a lot of extra work, and I feel like that built a lot of team chemistry and also helped everybody individually.
Defensively, do you guys feel pretty comfortable playing with each other, and are you getting more comfortable with Coach Burgett?
Yeah, he's a great coach, and I feel like he's filling in his role pretty well, and I feel like every day, every practice, and now every game, we are just building that chemistry more and more, and we're building more of a team bond.
Now, what's your role on the team this season?
Yeah, kind of a newer player because I didn't play all 4 years, but I'm just doing my job on the defensive line. I'm excited to be back, and yeah, I'm just doing whatever Coach Riley tells me to do.
Jeff, that's the right answer, right?
That is the right answer. Somebody's taught that guy well how to kiss up to your coach on the radio. That's a good idea.
Well, talk about playing defense, and just what was it like last night going against Hopkins County Central, because they had some pretty big guys up front?
Yeah, they were pretty good size. Some of them were a little physical, but that's what you like to see. You like a good challenge. It was a great game last night. It was really fun to play in, and it was just a great experience.
Do you see the picture? We had a picture of you making a tackle last night on your Sports
that.
Edge.
Yeah, I saw that.
And your Sports Edge plug, and we're on the roll.
Well, what were some things you guys learned last night, and do you think you'll get more and more comfortable with the defense as the season goes along?
Yeah, I feel like some of us are still learning the formations and the calls that Coach Berg is adding in, but that'll just get more comfortable as the season goes on and as we just get more comfortable with this new defense that we're running. But as a whole, I feel like the whole defense did pretty well.
Now, as a team, what's kind of the goals this season? Jack talked about it a little bit, but where do you guys want to get to this season?
Yeah, I'm going to be pretty more bold than Jack was. I'm shooting a play at Kroger Field. That's a big goal for us this year.
Yeah, Jeff, that should always be a goal.
I think you have it. Yeah, you always have it in the back of your mind. You want to build too and get as good as you can and get hot at the right time and hope that ends up with a chance at winning a state championship and going to play football as long as you can play football. I think that's an important thing. But, you know, it's a one game at a time thing. And, you know, one thing I'll say about Carter while he's sitting here is he did work very hard in the offseason. He put in a lot of time. He got a lot bigger and stronger. And he came back to us last year and kind of, you know, he was a kind of a role player, but I think he dedicated himself to get on the field this year, and he's been big for us. And being able to count on him from the get-go to fill in that one of those defensive end spots, you know, the one that Leighton Wall left, that's been big. It's never really been a question. We knew we were going to give him a chance to play there, and he's taken the bull by the horns and done that. So he's another leader on our defense, and he's a student of the game. You can tell he loves football when you talk to him. So, you know, he's a big collector of sports memorabilia, and he's always talking about the Seattle Seahawks, unfortunately, but that's the way goes. So he's done a good job, and you know, we're going to depend on him heavily all year too.
Are you a Seahawks fan?
Yes, sir, I am.
How did that kind of happen?
I'm just a huge Cam Chancellor fan.
Okay.
So ever since I was old enough to watch football, Cam Chancellor is my favorite player, and you know, I just stuck with the Seahawks.
But when I was younger, a lot of people grew up to be Pittsburgh Steelers fans, except maybe people sitting at the table with us.
Some of us have better sense than that.
Well, congratulations on the win last night. Appreciate you talking to us this morning.
Thank you.
Carter Bedell with us on Saturday morning quarterback. And, Jeff, you look going forward. Marshall County coming up next week. And Marshall's got a win last night over Crittenden County. So a couple of 1-0 teams as we open the season next week out at Tiger Stadium.
Yeah, that'll be a good challenge, man. We haven't had Marshall County in a while. You know, they're one of those local schools that we've kind of had and hadn't got back on the schedule. So it'll be fun to get those guys back in. They're going to be a good football team. I think Crittenden's got a decent squad this year, and they kind of went down and gave them a hard time. Well, I guess Crittenden went to them, but we'll just have to see. I don't know a lot about them. I haven't watched any film on them yet. I'm sure Coach McClung could give you a better scout report, but I know that there'll be a handful. They're going to be ready for a win. I mean, they're going to want to go 2-0, and so are we.
Well, you get to do a couple of scouting reports off of that film because you got Crittenden County coming up later in the year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'll be one that you kind of – you watch Marshall County and you kind of keep – you got to teach yourself not to worry about Crittenden so much, yeah. And let it occupy its place in the schedule where it goes. But there'll always be that little eye looking over there to see. Mm-hmm. They've got a couple good players, and they put up a lot of points on Marshall County last night, so they'll be dangerous.
And we've got a pretty good string of home dates coming up after the road game over at Hopkins Central last night. We're going to be home for a while.
Yeah, we've got a nice little home stretch. So we got a couple long scrimmage trips out of the way and a little short trip last night. So we can settle in at home for a few games before we have to go on the road again and hopefully pack the stadium and, you know, get as many Tiger fans in the house as we can.
What is it? 6 of the next 7 games are at home, and I think there's a bye week in there too. So that's like 8 weeks where we just hit the road once.
Yeah, that's I like that, Todd. Yeah. That's good. That's good for the old. That's good for the old athletic pocket.
I was going to say, as the athletic director, I knew you would enjoy that a whole lot. So
yeah, and it's good. It's good for the kids to get to play at home. It's good to get our fans. I mean, there was a good crowd last night. I think the stands were pretty evenly filled with half Central and half Caldwell. So we travel pretty well. So I'm proud of that. And I want everybody to come out and see these guys play. And I think they'll put on a good show. And what I do really expect is they're going to play hard. They're going to give a lot of effort and give us a chance to win the football game.
It's always a little weird, though, when you're at a stadium like Hopkins County Central where there's nobody on your side of the field. You know, everybody in the stands are on the home side, and it's kind of lonely on the other side sometimes.
It's a little eerie when there's nothing behind you but trees and a railroad track back there that you hear a train on every now and then. Some of it's kind of nice because you can kind of be on the sideline to yourself, but, you know, it's a whole lot more fun when you got about 80,000 fans behind you cheering for you. So.
Now, we mentioned next week's the home opener against Marshall County, and it's a gold rush game.
A gold rush game. You know, one of the things that our booster club does to kind of bring attention to themselves and kind of show that, hey, they're here and they're looking to financially support, and anybody that wants to financially support. So we're going to wear all gold. You know, I think sometimes the kids like that. We'll throw some white pants in there sooner or later, but we'll have a little gold rush game, and hopefully we'll get some attention for our booster club and get a little extra help that way too.
Now, who picks out the uniform combination each game?
Generally me. Sometimes I give them some input. They got vetoed last night though.
Oh, what did we want to wear?
They wanted white on white last night.
Yeah.
We're going to keep white on white in our pocket for a little more special occasion, I think.
Could you do that at home?
We can if we tell the other team to wear the darks.
Yeah.
There might be a whiteout in our future. We'll see.
What's Marshall wearing next week then if we're wearing gold?
They'll wear white, I'm sure.
Okay. So it's gold on gold next week. Do you have the combinations kind of figured out?
No, it's week to week.
Week to week.
I do. We haven't sat down and talked about a whiteout, but that would be a pretty cool thing too, I think. So you have a gold rush 1 week, maybe later in the year. One of those other home games, we can call it a whiteout. Ask the other team to wear their dark jerseys to see how it goes.
Carter, do you have one color you want to use rather than the other one or something? A favorite combination?
I really like our colors. I think all our combinations are nice. But when the coaches told us that we got white pants, I was pretty excited.
Let's go white on white. That's kind of an old college look. You know, the old away team in college is always on white on white.
Yeah. Well, Penn State's got cool white on white. So.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, one of the things that's also going on is the WPKY and your Sports Edge are partnering during the Gold Rush. And they're, you know, obviously they're always huge partners in what we do, stuff you guys do for us. So that's going to be there's going to be some memorabilia stuff type and some, you know, foam fingers and things like that handed out. So we're going to have a fun time at Tiger Stadium, and hopefully we'll be celebrating even more you know, at the end of the night as we will as we open the season with the first.
And hopefully a big crowd out there next Friday night.
Yeah, always looking for a big crowd, always. We always want as much blue and gold in the stands as we can get. We expect Marshall County to bring a big crowd. It's less than an hour from here to Draftonville, so we're expecting a bunch of people there and hope to have a good time Friday night and hope to come out 2-0. They're going to try to be 2-0 too.
Yeah. So. Big win for the Tigers last night, 31-20 over at Hopkins County Central. We're going to find head coach Aaron McClung and get him back on the show here in just a little bit. Stay with us as we continue here on the Sideline Report. Actually, it's Saturday morning quarterback, I guess, today. So we're at McDonald's. I know, it's early. Getting the jitters out of the way. We're at McDonald's this morning, back with Saturday morning quarterback after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
This is Kevin Meacham, H&R Agripire. Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today, like the Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more details. Come by 4900 Eagle Way in Hopkinsville, Kentucky.
As a community, we've faced challenges. We've seen that working together as a team, we're stronger. This is Heather Riley, marketing specialist with the Edge Media Group. With over 7 decades of building customer relationships, we've learned a thing or two about teamwork. We're dream builders. Through marketing campaigns designed specifically for unique needs, we help customers grow, building today's ideas into tomorrow's legacies. This is Heather Riley. Come build a legacy with me. Find out how at theedgemediagroup.net.
High school juniors and seniors, are you ready to take control of your financial future? First Southern National Bank is excited to highlight the Give, Save, and Spend course offered through Asbury University. This hands-on course teaches practical money management skills, including how to give generously, save regularly, and spend wisely. It's the perfect way to prepare for life ahead. Registration is now open on the Asbury University website. Don't miss this opportunity to build financial confidence that lasts a lifetime.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our program of dance music to bring you a special bulletin.
Hot off the presses, our WPKY Gear Sports Edge Limited Edition 2025 Tiger Tales Caldwell County Fall Sports Preview is officially on stands now. Hello, everybody. This is Todd Griffin. Be sure to pick up your free copy at local businesses and sporting events or stop by our WPKY studios on West Main. Your backstage preview to this fall's Caldwell County Tiger and Lady Tiger sports teams. Get them while they last from yoursportsedge.com and 1580 AM, 103.3 FM, WPKY.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
We are at McDonald's on 62 West in Princeton this morning for Saturday Morning Quarterback. Tiger coaches Aaron McClung and Jeff Riley with us on the show. And get to the scoreboard from last night. One score. We talked about Marshall County coming to town next week. The Marshals with a 42-29 win over Crittenden County. And Coach McClung, I know the Rockets led early in that one, but Marshall came back and got the win.
Yeah, I watched the game. I mean, Crittenden really had a chance. They had a chance to win that game. It was a high scoring game, and Crittenden had returned a quarterback and a good receiver, and they were scoring a lot of points. And then the Howard kid got hurt early in the third quarter, and that really hurt them offensively. So it was a really close game throughout. So it was a good game, and we played both of them. So it'll be a good measuring stick when we play Marshall. The Crittenden game will be in the future, and I think both the teams will end up having good seasons and good, solid football teams.
Union County is coming up on the schedule in a couple of weeks, and they opened with Madisonville North Hopkins last night. Madisonville with a 49-13 win in that one.
Yeah, that's a tough game to open up with. Madisonville, they've been playing Union for a few years, and Union graduated several key players off of a state runner-up team, and you know, Madisonville's got a really good running back. They're really big, so that's a really hard matchup for Union County. But I expect them to get things straightened out. You know, Coach Johns does a good job, and we play them the week after we play Marshall. So good to see him in person.
You had to expect Union to come back just a little bit with the Johnson kid finally in college.
Oh, yeah. It seems like he'd been there forever. And I'm glad he's gone, but he was a great high school football player. And, you can't replace a kid like that. But they still have some good football players, and they're still a solid club.
Mayfield got a win over Graves County last night, 40-7. We'll see Mayfield later in the season. That'll be a big district matchup for both teams, but some excitement down at Mayfield last night, we understand.
Not the kind of excitement you want.
Yeah. So I guess everybody's read about that, and we'll read more about it. But the game was 40-7. Thankfully, we don't see Graves County this year, but we will see Mayfield later on, and Mayfield, they're talking about being the top team in the state again this season.
Well, they have a great running back, for one thing. Probably one of the best running backs in the state. Can score every time he touches the ball, and he's a big, strong kid. So, I haven't watched that film, but, I'm sure he had a big game. It's hard to tackle, and, that on top of that, they have some good receivers, a good quarterback. So, they got a lot of weapons.
County Central joins our district this season. The Rebels got a win at Ballard Memorial last night, 32-28.
Yeah, that was an interesting matchup. I was kind of, Ballard won four games last year, and that's the most they've won in a while. So I think they're improving there. And so Todd got to start off in 1-0, and, we play them the game after fall break. So and that's a game. I've never played Todd County. So that's
one of the few. Yeah. That's one of the few West Kentucky opponents that I've never gone against. So.
And they'll be coming here, and it's on a Thursday night, I believe.
That's correct.
Yeah, so that's later in the season. Another big rival, Trigg County, opened its season last night. A big win over Ohio County, 54-0 was the final score in that one.
Yeah, Trigg's got a lot back this year, a lot of big linemen, and, of course, they had a really good running back. So I'm sure he probably had a big game, and that's a big rivalry for us. It's earlier in the year this year, I think, about week five or so. So we'll worry about that when we get closer to it.
Another new team on the Tigers' schedule this season is Webster County. Webster kind of took it on the chin last night, though, falling to Callaway County 62-0.
Yeah, I saw that score. That's pretty ugly, especially for when 36 is a running clock, and I'm not sure how you score 62 points, but that doesn't look good for Webster, and we play them week four, and we're going to go over there. I hadn't been there in a while. They used to kind of be a big rivalry here, so I'm glad it's back. But I think Callaway is an improving football program, so.
Here we go to Webster County this year. They got a new track around the football field, new lights, so maybe that'll be a good experience for us to go over there and maybe get a win.
New lights, that's a big one.
That is.
That's a big one.
Well, that used to be the game where I thought everybody needed the miner hats, where you had the, put the light on your helmet so you can see.
Yeah.
It was one of the darkest stadiums around, and you only really realize that if you're trying to take pictures.
Well, I know. You don't. Not just pictures, Todd. It's dark. It's dark either way.
Hopefully it won't be that way this year.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll get it squared away over there. They've got a good up-and-coming program. They're up and down, but they'll be ready to play us. They'll be excited to get a piece of us again. So it's a little junior pro rivalry.
Fort Campbell comes back as a district opponent this year to the schedule, and the Falcons opened up their season last night but fell to Clarksville Northwest 53-13.
Yeah, I think Northwest is a pretty big school. That's a pretty tough matchup for Fort Campbell. They returned a couple really good athletes, quarterback and running back. So I expect them to be a solid district opponent for us.
Murray is no longer in the district, but still on the schedule, and Murray beat Apollo 48-34 last night.
Yeah, I thought that game could go either way. Apollo's a good football program, and they do a good job there, but I knew that Murray was really good, and I think Murray completed a couple long passes to the Martin kid, the quarterback. He had four touchdowns, and I think they think that they could be the team out of this end of the state in 3A, and they're probably right. They're a good football program. We won't see them until week 10, but that looked like a pretty exciting game.
That'll be a good game for us, though, going into the playoffs.
It will be. After we finish our district schedule, we'll play a really good 3A program to end the season. It'll be a good tune-up for us before we start the playoffs.
For Caldwell County last night, it was a 31-20 win over at Hopkins County Central. And like I said, I don't know, you weren't really happy in the first half, a lot more happier after the game with the win, but pretty typical opening game. You got a win. It wasn't always pretty, but, you know, we'll take an ugly win anytime to open up the season.
Always take a win. And I told the kids after that, you know, because, you know, there's some things about it that I wish that we would have done better. But ultimately, you won. And if you're unhappy about a win, you're a selfish person. So I'm happy that we won the game. I'm happy with the things we did well, but I also recognize that we've got a lot of improvement we need to make.
So where do you go in practice this week to work on getting better?
Well, you know, I just think you build on what you already put in. You know, we're going to spend some more time on our special teams. We need to improve in the area of special teams. We need to improve throwing the football. We need to improve on sustaining blocks. You know, I anticipate Coach Berger will add a little bit here and there on defense every week. And we just when you get to this point in the season, you know, you're not putting in a ton of new stuff. You're just trying to get better at what you do. So that's what we're going to try to do. We're going to try to get a lot better at the things we already do and add a little bit here and there.
How much did those two scrimmages against Greenwood and Apollo kind of help you guys get ready for Hopkins Central?
Oh, I think they were great for us. You know, those are good football teams. You know, Greenwood beat Westmoreland last night by 3 touchdowns, and their coach became the winningest coach in Greenwood history. And so they're a solid program. They got a good thing going there. And Apollo played a top-ranked 3A team and took a pretty good game. So those are good teams, and that's what we wanted to go against in the scrimmage, and I think it probably helped us prepare for last night.
Going forward, again, what's the biggest thing you're going to concentrate on as you get ready for Marshall County now?
Well, you know, having no turnovers was good, so we want to continue to not turn the ball over, and we need to get more consistent on offense. We need to get get more consistent in getting first downs. You know, we had a lot of three and outs last night. We punted last night more than I want to punt. I don't remember how many times we punted, 6 or 7 times, and that's too much. We shouldn't have to punt that much. So we need to work on getting more first downs and you know, defensively, we just need to continue to get better at what we do.
Thought you had several people have big games for you last night. I know Cam Wilson got the MVP for the game, but you guys had several that really could have been an MVP from that contest.
The MVP probably could have been 4 or 5 different people. Yeah. You know, Jack had a big game. Shane Farrow made some big plays. Zai made some big plays playing both ways. Dylan had a good game. He played both ways. So Colson Maddox had a good game on both sides of the ball. So it was – you know, it could have been any of those people that were player of the game.
Jeff, what were kind of your thoughts on the game last night? And from your perspective, what do we need to do to get better for Marshall County next week?
I know Coach Berger was concerned about missed tackles. So from an improvement standpoint, I know tackling will be an emphasis with the defense this week. I know we're going to talk about that, and I'm sure we've got some tackling circuits, things that he's going to want to do to work our tackling. So we'll have to do better at that. And you know, just from an improvement standpoint, you got to build on what you do. I mean, I focus on the D-line, so we're going to have to continue to, you know, get off blocks and be a factor in the game like we were last night and eliminate. I'm sure there'll be some mistakes that show up on film that doesn't show up in the stat sheet or that didn't get exploited much last night. So we'll watch the film and improve on all that. And I think we got to come with our attitude. Our kids have had a good attitude all year. I think they got to continue to do that and stay together and build. I like what Carter said about building chemistry and, you know, not caring about individual things and coming and being a team. And I think that's what it's going to take if we truly want to make a run at this thing, and we can. Then that's what's going to take all year long. There's going to be adversity. There's going to be some times when things don't go your way, but you got to approach it the right way and get back to work. And, you know, we won a football game, but now we got to go try to win another one. And, you know, you have to approach it like every opponent's going to be the best one, and I hope they take that approach this week.
Well, the high school football season is underway. Camden College football season opens today. What have you got for us as far as college games on the schedule?
Well, marquee matchup today is going to be
What's your thoughts on the Western Kentucky game coming up?
Well, I of course am always a Western fan, but they can be relatively unpredictable, especially in that conference. You know, those teams can really improve from year to year, so it's real hard to pick Cougars. It's a I imagine it will be a close game.
Yeah. What about Kentucky with this year? What's your thoughts on the Kentucky Wildcats? Anybody?
I would say you can count how many games they're going to win this year on four fingers or less.
Well, I saw one listing had them ranked 16th in the SEC. I'm going to go out on a limb and say they don't finish last.
Oh, there you go.
So who are they going to be?
I don't know. Somebody will show up with a bad game one day, and they'll slip up on somebody.
Let's just say I feel like they're going to be a surpriser in the SEC. Now, I'm not saying that they're going to be great.
No.
But
here we go.
It's Ole Miss games, and we got to win against Vandy. We got to win against Auburn and all those teams to be a quality SEC team.
Vandy beat Alabama last year, right?
Hey, you never know. You never know when you show up. That's why you got to bring it. You got to bring it every time.
Rankings don't mean a thing, Todd. That's why we got to play, baby.
You know, you can't say the schedule's easy and just show
that's
up, right?
That's fun. That's what makes it fun, yeah. Man. That's why it makes this stuff so fun. We can talk about it, yeah. And somebody's going to be right, somebody's going to be wrong.
Let's just say a motivated March 2 is very
good. All right, that's what I like to hear.
Right. I'll be watching. I'll be hopeful this year. We mentioned that last night we had several players that could have been an MVP, and they went over at Hopkins County Central. We did give away some awards last night. The Farmers Bank Player of the Game was Cam Wilson. The Princeton Electric Plant Board Lineman Award went to Duke Ward. The Parker Eye Care Eye on the Ball Award went to Shane Farrow. And the Big Mac Sack Attack Award went to Carter Bedell last night. Ooh. So there you go. You had a lot of guys play pretty well for you last night.
That's good. That's interesting. So, I didn't know we were going to have all these awards.
Yeah, we just pull those out. You know, since we're at McDonald's, we had to give out the Big Mac Award.
Yeah, I see that. Big Mac Sack Attack. So, what does he win for that?
A Big Mac.
You get a Big Mac.
A Big Mac?
Yeah. So that's on the line every game
a
now.
A sack of Big Macs or just one?
A Big Mac.
A Big Mac. All right, well, again, give us a little preview of Marshall County coming up next week, and I know you've already started looking at them.
Yeah, they're going to be big again. It seems like everybody we play is always bigger than us, and they have a really good quarterback. They run a spread, but they're kind of like us, where they're probably 50-50 run to pass. They're an improving football team, and I expect them to be a physical football team. They're got good size, so we're gonna have to bring our A game, and hopefully we show up and improve from last week, and it'd be a good night to come. Watch the Tigers on Friday night in first home football game of six home football games we're going to have this year. So hope everybody can come out, and hopefully we'll put on a good show.
Everybody wear gold.
Yeah, gold rush.
So that's next week. Appreciate you guys coming in this morning and being on the show with us.
Thanks, Todd.
Appreciate McDonald's for hosting us this year for a Saturday morning quarterback. Thanks to players Carter Bedell and Jack Roach for being on the show with us this morning. Coaches Aaron McClung and Jeff Riley with us. Camden McGregor on controls. This is Todd Griffin. Again, thanks a lot for joining us this morning on Saturday morning quarterback, live from McDonald's on 62 West, here on 1580 103.3 WPKY. WPKY.